This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
888-957-9570. Now, at the podium today, this has been pointed out to me, Kyle Shanahan did not say anything specifically about everybody's playing time. I have seen it reported in more than one place today that the 49ers are not planning to play, quote, most of their starters. So that's vague, because that's not all. So somebody's playing, but certainly does not sound like Brock Purdy. And as we know, Mac Jones has been announced as out for the game. And that's partially why they went and signed back Nate Sudfeld today.
Sudsy.
Yeah, they just needed somebody to go play the game this week, which is part of why I wanted to talk about this. Like, if we're literally arrived at a spot now, and I know that it's somewhat circumstantial, but if you're signing players, and literally the only assignment for that player is, will you just grab a uniform and go do this mess on Saturday that we don't care about? Well, then why are we doing it? Why?
Cha-ching!
Well, right, I guess.
And if you're a season ticket holder, I believe this game is a part of your package.
You're damn right it is.
So you got to pay for it, and you don't have to go, but you got to pony up. And I just was looking at tickets, which there are still some tickets available at Niners.com.
That's exciting.
Cheapest ticket is $80. So if you want to go watch Sudsy, Major Bag Alert.
Major.
And you mentioned the starters, and I can just go through it. Juwan Jennings won't play. Williams won't play. Barch is hurt. Brendel, maybe. Pooney's hurt. He won't play. McKivitz probably won't play. Kittle, we know, won't play.
Purdy.
Pearsall, I wouldn't say you want to play him.
Oh, I wouldn't put him out there.
McCaffrey for sure isn't playing. Why play Juszczyk if you're not going to have McCaffrey? And Purdy won't play. So there's your starting 11. According to Niners.com.
Yeah. Here's what here's the plan for the quarterbacks. So says Kyle Shanahan.
I haven't decided yet. No, I initially planned on playing some guys. To be honest, I'm getting less on that right now, but especially with Mac being out. That's why we brought in Nate too, because I know we're going to want at least two other guys to play besides Brock if he does go, but I'll decide on that after these next two practices.
Okay. So he doesn't definitively say no, Brock, but he does insinuate, I am now starting to lean toward no.
Right.
And by the way, listen, I don't know what Brock's opinion is. I know what football players like to do. They like to play football. So I guess I would bring that into the conversation. If I'm the Niners, I'm not putting Brock Purdy out there with no Trent Williams, no Pooney, no Barch. Like, no. I am not 2 weeks before a football game that matters. I am not risking one drop back. If you want him to go out there and hand the ball off a few times, rock out with your Brock out.
Why?
But I have no idea why you would do that. The only thing that matters is his timing and connection with the receivers, at least with Ricky. That seems like it's in good shape. Jawan's not even out there. And so, yeah, why? No, thank you.
And I don't think it happens. And when you start to look further down the depth chart and, you know, DeMarcus Robinson, sure, go out there and play. You're facing the suspension. I wonder when that thing's going to drop. I think it's going to be three games. It usually is, but if you need bodies, all right, DeMarcus, you get to play. And No, Jordan Watkins won't. He's got the high ankle. And then you, Patrick Taylor, shoulder. He's now on IR for the year. So you're looking at Keyshawn Vaughn running the ball. Corey Kiner is hurt. Jordan James has been hurt. Jeff Wilson, you know what? He might have a chance to make this team.
30 carries.
But I think he's going to get out there and he's going to do his thing. And then receiver-wise, you might get a healthy dose of Tariq Owens. He might be a guy
I'd like to see that.
I would too.
Check it out. You know, I don't think he's going to make the team, but he might be a practice squatter, and who knows?
Exactly. So you're looking at the twos and threes on the offensive line. You're looking at the deep, deep backups at tight end. I know Ross Dwelly just got released, so he won't be out there. You won't see Kittle, and you're going to see wide receivers with numbers you're not used to seeing.
Yeah, Grady,
just on
up?
The running back room, Garendo did return to practice today.
Garendo's back.
Dealing with a shoulder, but he's back, and I would imagine he'll play Saturday.
Maybe. I
would say you want Garendo to at least get a little bit of contact.
Get a little sweat, that's fine. But again, to me, these things are all very much a slippery slope. And when I think of starting players, especially those who rely on the offensive line, I don't love the idea of playing them when the offensive line's not playing. And that's not a shot at their backup offensive linemen. I know that they're all professional football players too, and it's a little bit different at running back because no matter who the offensive line is, you're going to get hit at some point. That's the job. So I guess, yeah, Garendo can go out there, but I have a hard time putting skill position players on the field with the second or third string offensive line. It just doesn't feel as safe.
It doesn't, but somebody's got to play. And there's a football game that your fans are paying to see, like it or not. And some of these guys are still trying to make the team, and you know, that really is what this third preseason game is all about. Who will be your swing tackle? Who's going to be your fifth or sixth running back or your fifth wide receiver? Some of those, quote, battles are still being waged, although I'm kind of with you that the coaching staff probably goes into this game with a good idea on who their 53 are going to be. It's just a case of maybe a couple of these guys are still fighting for one of the last spots.
By the way, Garendo was not the only return today. Renardo Green as well.
Both of those guys is real good to get back, and they stayed back. I'm always nervous with those guys the first time, but that's why we put them through a big protocol before they can get back. Garendo was about letting his shoulder heal, but he was able to keep his conditioning great because it was just a shoulder injury, and Renardo's being a hamstring took a lot longer. But that's where, like, a normal protocol, he might have been back last week, but we were a lot safer with them, making sure they could be full go by this week.
Word on the street was that Green looked real good, made some plays right away, and as you heard Kyle say, made it through practice safely. That's a big, big deal. They don't quite have Upton Stout back yet. Obviously, you got Demo. That's fine, but until we meet the whole group, they feel a little bit thin there in the defensive backfield, and I will feel much more comfortable if I know that both Green and Lenore are ready to go for week one.
And Upton Stout, the rookie who everyone has been loving as the nickel corner, you put him in there, and the 49ers played nickel a good amount last year. I was looking at some of the Aaron Schatz numbers from his almanac that he puts out. One thing that stood out defensively, Mark, the 49ers defense, they rushed four individuals 80% of snaps. That was the most in the National Football League.
Yeah.
On only 20% of snaps did they blitz.
Dude, Nick Sorensen doesn't even like chocolate sauce on his vanilla ice cream. He don't want sprinkles. He doesn't want anything on there. He's like my dad. He wants a scoop of vanilla ice cream, and he eats it.
Yeah.
Then he goes to bed.
Pretty vanilla.
Yeah. Brutal.
The other thing that stood out.
Brutal year on defense for the 49ers.
We talked before about D'Amato Lenore, and will he travel? Last year, the Niners' number one corner guarded the other team's number one receiver 29% of the time. That was 30th in football.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they played a lot of zone, and when they didn't play zone, if he's not on D'Amato Lenore's side, he just didn't guard the other wide receiver one.
But you do have you got a new defensive coordinator in town who happens to be your old defensive coordinator. Now, he's not the exact same guy that he was a few years ago. In fact, moments away, he talks about how some of his strategies, including his blitzing strategies, have changed since he was the defensive coordinator for the 49ers. But to the point you just made also, like, you got a new voice in the room. And so I don't know. I don't know if Lenore, we went last week through all those wide receiver ones that the 49ers are going to be going against. And, you know, right away, week one, Smith and Jigba. Is this somebody that Lenore is just going to follow around all over the field? Or is he going to be on a certain side? And if Cooper Kupp ends up over there, then go ahead and get Kupp or Coop or whatever you want to call him and guard him. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. But here's Saleh on the philosophical changes since he was last here.
It's a tool. You know, I think in 2019 we could just rush four, probably one of the best D-lines in the history of football, but we're 2020, we need to go a little bit more. So you just work off your personnel and what you have, and, you know, some of those pressures are more run stunt. You might run stunt a few, but, you know, it's calling what's necessary for that particular game, but I think I speak for every coordinator in football that the preference is to rush four if you can.
Okay, if you can.
Right.
So that'd be my issue with what Sorensen did last year. You kept doing it, and that's fine if you can, but you can't. And then he kept doing it anyway, and that was the problem.
And even when they did blitz, the majority of those blitzes were just with five. So you would just bring a linebacker usually. Occasionally you'd bring the safety, and the amount of times they blitzed with six rushers, which is, you know, double corners or corner cat, or maybe you bring a linebacker in a corner from the same side. Very, very rare did they bring six. And yeah, Saleh's right. You would love to be able to just rush four, get home with four, and then you wind up covering with seven. It's a 7-on-5 defensively if everybody is eligible and going out. Huge advantage to the defense, but you've got to have some big bosses up there who can win consistently.
By the way, just dropping it in one more time, the code word today for the draft party, the fantasy draft party at Splash next Tuesday night, is food. So text the word food to 20357 if you haven't already, because you can only qualify once a day. But go ahead and text the word food to 20357. You'll be qualified today to have your fantasy draft party with you and up to 14 friends at Splash next Tuesday night, catered, private server, private room, the whole deal. All for you, and Willett and Dibs will be there on the scene. We'll do our show at Splash next Tuesday and then hang out with you a little bit. So that's all on the line. You'll have an opportunity to qualify each day, only once per day. But today's code word is food, and you can text that to 20357. 888-957-9570 is the number. A couple more things that I thought were interesting from Kyle Shanahan. And while we do always talk about health, and I look around the league, and I see it happening everywhere. But throughout the seasons in the Kyle Shanahan era, yes, they are typically, not always, but typically a little bit more injured than other teams. And this camp has felt pretty similar to that. And so Kyle was asked, probably for the millionth time, do you have any idea why this keeps happening?
I mean, it's stuff that we look in every year. We'll try to even look into it more after this year. But, you know, we haven't even been able to have the training camp that we normally want to have because of the injuries. I mean, it's not like they just all happened one week. They happened pretty early with the number of guys and stuff, and just the way our schedule's gone with our scrimmages, with having these games and the off days and traveling. I don't feel like we've had enough of the training camp practice to say that we're going too hard. But obviously, we have too many guys down. So we got to look into all that stuff and figure out whatever we can do better.
Okay. I mean, I think that's an interesting answer because, A, he's not running from it. He's not like, just bad luck, coincidence. He's like, we got to look into it. But then again, he's also coming. He's like, I mean, you can't blame us for going too hard in camp. We never even started. These guys, it's like half these injuries happened right when they got here.
Yeah, exactly.
They haven't done anything yet.
And he mentioned the schedule where, you know, you had travel and you had to go to Denver and you do the joint practices, and you go to Vegas and you got joint practices, and then you come home, and by the time you do the travel and you come home and you've got built-in off days, you haven't had a lot of time to just get into camp. And, you know, hopefully you get through this game on Saturday night and you shut it down. At that point, you'll have 15 days until the opener. You've got a couple days where you can just give the guys some rest, and then you start stacking days, doing the work for week one and getting guys healthy. I do think that it's great news that Renardo Green back today. Oh. Garendo back today. These are a couple guys. I mean, Garendo's not a starter, but he's a valuable backup to McCaffrey, and Green is a starter. And so you hope that over the next 2 weeks, you can avoid injury in this upcoming game and get the key guys healthy. Dominic Pooney being one of the key guys I got an eye on.
Okay, and then here's one more from Shanahan. He was asked if camp this year versus last year had kind of a different energy around it.
It's definitely a different energy. I mean, last year it was, you know, when you lose a Super Bowl like that, you know, in overtime and everything, and you're bringing back a lot of your team, that's all anyone can think about. I mean, you're obsessive about it. And that was a different vibe in camp because we were missing a number of guys and we're all just, you know, let's just get to week one. We know our team. But that's why I didn't like that should never be your vibe. You're never just expecting that. You have to put in the work and expect that how hard it's going to be to win one game. And then you move to the next game. And I think we established that mindset a lot earlier this year. And I think it's given us a much better vibe and it should make us work to get better throughout this year.
I think that's an interesting place to put that thought. So I think most of us fans are like, ooh, better energy this year. It's because there's no contract drama and all of those things. And where Kyle puts it, and this is always one of those things that I find to be impossible as a human. So the Niners come off of the Super Bowl loss, and everybody wants to get paid. And they're told all offseason, A, you're exhausted, and B, actually, we think you were the best team. I know you didn't win the Super Bowl, but boy, you should have. You're the best team out there. You're the favorites next year. You're the 49ers. I think it's impossible to not let that stuff get in your head. I know it's the coach's job to like, come on, guys, like this is still hard. This is the NFL. But I just think it's impossible. It's impossible to not have all of those things affect you the way that they clearly did coming off of last year. And I would still argue until I'm blue in the face that the 6-11 49ers were better than a 6-11 team. They had some weird things go against them. That happens, what have you. But I love where that comment is, which is the Niners are now in a space where I still think they're pretty good, but they've got enough question marks that hopefully they've got a healthy respect for the idea that any one of these games is losable this year. And they really have to hammer that in because we're out here in the world telling them that they've got the easiest schedule in the history of the league.
It's pretty easy. And their opponents last year won about 40% of their games collectively. And a lot of those teams are going to be most likely poor again. But if there's one lesson you take from last year, it's that any game is, in fact, losable. The Ram game, the Cardinal game, the Seahawk game, those are all games that were there in the balance, not to mention the other Ram game. You and I both were at that one. That was the game that they lost 12-6. That was the Devondre Quitbull game when he just quit on the team.
Mm-hmm.
He just flat quit in the middle of the game.
Yes, and Debo dropped the ball after complaining about not getting the
ball. Yes. And you lost 12-6. And neither team was that stellar, yet you were in a spot where that game was winnable. So, yeah, Aaron Schatz joined us last week and said that's the best bad team in the history of his metrics, DVOA. And I looked at his numbers, and they should have gone 8-9 based on their advanced metrics, but they didn't.
Yep. I love this one. 408 just sent in on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. In all caps, Dibs, this is in all caps, appropriate fear. And then adds, Steve Kerr preaches it all the time. That's true. He has used that phrase on this show repeatedly, appropriate fear. And I think that that's going to be a wonderful key for the 49ers this year. Appropriate fear. Each week, you're going to have some sort of a tier two, tier three, tier four quarterback on the other side, most likely. Every now and again, you'll get a Stafford or something like that. But it's pretty much just going to be a whatever kind of a quarterback on the other side. And you're going to be told, largely, that you're going to be favored. And I know you keep pointing out the two games where they're not favored, and I'm going to predict that by the time those games do get here, they will be favored. I think the 49ers will be favored in all or almost all of their games this year, even though they were 6-11 last year. And so hammering that point home that everything is losable and nothing is automatic just because you have big-name players, I think that's going to be a big part of the year, but I think that where this team has been, they're prepared to actually live that, and they were not last year.
Right, and last year was a number of factors in the Ayuk contract situation, and you know this is what you were intimating before, and Kyle actually said it without saying it, coming off the Super Bowl, where, yeah, you were that close to winning the Super Bowl, and you probably could have or should have. It was a coin flip game, and the flip didn't go your way, and you lost it, and so you get to the offseason, and players naturally are going to have their hand out, and you want a restructure, and Ayuk wanted the bag, and everybody wants what they want, and Mooney Ward wanted to get paid, and they said, no, we're not going to pay you. Sorry, we're going to be man about it and tell it to your face. But coming off of that, he's like checked out going into it. And Ayuk was not around because he wanted his bag. And so the vibes around it, the Super Bowl hangover was from playing deep into February, and also the disease of me where players wanted to get paid and broken off, and then the tragedy and Pearsall gets shot. And, you know, we can go through this list ad nauseum, but a lot of things lined up to where it wasn't going to be their year. And also, the schedule was brutal. The teams that they played wound up with a 578 winning percentage. At the end of the year, all the teams that they faced, a lot of those teams were better than what was indicated the previous year. So brutal schedule, terrible vibes, close losses, and you wind up 6-11.
888-957-9570 is the number. I also, you know this, I've been beating a drum to the point where I'm almost a little bit like, boy, should I quiet down about this? Because I don't want to put bad juju toward it. But I am more comfortable with the 49ers wide receiver core than you are. And when I say you, I'm talking to all of you.
Well, me, yeah, for sure.
For you, for sure, but everybody. Everybody listening. I am more comfortable with this Niners receiving core than you are, and it's largely because no matter how many games he has or hasn't played so far in his career, I firmly believe that Ricky Pearsall is in line to be a true number one wide receiver at the NFL level. I think he's going to go north of 1,000 yards this year. I think he is a really good player, and I would like to bring to the light, for those of you who are not morning people, I would like for you to hear what Brian Baldinger had to say to the Joes earlier this morning on the Morning Roast. Couple of things about Ricky Pearsall. A, he does talk about the Niners' need for Pearsall to step forward.
Honestly, they need Ricky Pearsall to be a number one, or as close to a one as you can get. I mean, he came out, like there was three guys that basically came out of similar type, Ladd McConkey, right, when he came out, Pearsall coming out of Florida, you know, Roman Wilson coming out. Like, these guys were route runners. They were tough. They could play outside. They could play inside. They showed versatility. And the only guy that we really saw last year play was McConkey, and he was awesome. They need Pearsall to get close to being like a Ladd McConkey. Their problem right now is they don't really have anybody opposite McConkey with the Chargers. They're trying to find somebody that can balance it up a little bit to take some coverage away. But they need Pearsall to be good. I mean, they trade away Debo. We know what, you know, we know the injury history of some guys right there. They drafted him in the first round for a reason, to be eventually, because they knew the quarterback contract was coming and they knew they weren't going to be able to pay everybody. And there's going to be a release of a lot of good players and guys that won a lot of games there. So when you draft somebody in the first round like that, like, he's got a hit.
Yeah, and you think that he will. Like, that's the thing that I think's been undersold here is the 49ers' intent. It almost seems like because we knew the receiving core so well, we knew Debo, we knew Brandon. Brandon was coming off this great year. Somehow, lost in all of this is the 49ers' intent when they pick somebody in the first round at that position. Now, I think they got wobbly and misplayed it, because all the rumors were there. As soon as they picked Pearsall, all of the reporters were like, well, they're signaling the exit of one of the other two. And then we all thought it was going to be Brandon because of the contract stalemate, and apparently he was moments away from being a Pittsburgh Steeler. But then they didn't do that, and instead the following year they dumped Debo, and people all thought, well, you're dumping Debo because he had a terrible year and it just wasn't working out anymore. There might be some truth to all of that, but if you do rewind and go back to when they made this pick, in my mind, there's no question that they made the pick with the idea of, we're moving on from one of those dudes.
Yes, and I wonder, and we'll never be able to get this answer, I wonder who it would have been if Ayuk would have stayed healthy, and he signs that contract, and you know, he comes in late, and he plays the whole year, and you know, he does what he normally does, which is have a good year. And Debo had the year that he had, which I don't know if he lost a step, but he kind of lost his way a little bit. And you would have got to the end of the year, and I do think you would have had a tough choice to make. Would the Ayuk market have been more fertile than what you got for Debo if Ayuk stayed healthy? But I'm with you, and we talked about it even before the Pearsall pick. You can't really pay two guys that much money. So I actually thought all along that they were going to trade Ayuk. We did this heading into the draft, and I said, he's getting traded. He's getting traded before the draft. They're going to get a pick, and they're going to use it on a receiver. Maybe not the first round, but I thought that they were going to trade Ayuk, and they never did, and he kind of held out, and he got a huge bag, bigger than either one of us and anybody would have thought.
There was more from Baldy on Pearsall in just a second, but since you brought it up that way, I wonder, let me ask you this. All things that have happened are still true. Who would you rather have on the 49ers right now, Brandon or Debo?
Debo.
Forget money.
Yeah, Debo.
Debo.
Debo. Yeah, he's more of a versatile piece in the Shanahan offense. Mm. And I do think, you know, Debo has fewer good years left. His best years may be behind him. We don't know. I think he's going to have a nice year in Washington because of the other weapons they have around him. And Jaden Daniels is a guy who's a two-way threat. And I think that team is, they got a good running back. They have another receiver on the other side who's very good.
Who's their good running back?
Don't they have Brian Robinson?
They do. However, I mean, rumors flying over the last 48 hours that he's either not even going to make the team or be traded.
Wow.
And they sat him out of last night's preseason game, because which totally legitimized all of those rumors. They've got some other kids there in the background that apparently are impressive and are getting ready to take over the backfield. It doesn't derail your point.
Right.
I just, when
and
you
McLaurin
brought that up,
is holding out.
Exactly.
So it's a little
so
bit.
I don't know what's going on skill position wise outside of Debo there.
Right. And if you take money out of it and you take the Ayuk injury out of it too, because it's easy to say Debo because Ayuk tore up two ligaments and he may not be back until week 6 or 8. But I think that what Debo provides this offense, the ability to be a running back at times, to run the jet sweep, to be a yak guy, I think his versatility fits a little bit more, especially if Ricky Pearsall pops the way you think he's going to.
I do still want to know who the other boombox guy is going to be. And I'm still getting annoyed that nobody's asked that yet. Hey, you Niner reporters, will somebody please ask him while you're down there who the other boombox guy is?
Do they boombox in the preseason? Do they box it up?
I don't think so. Do they?
If they do, it has never been shown on TV.
It's never made it. It's never made it.
So probably not.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. They asked him about smelling salts today. I saw that.
What did he say?
Oh, I have to scroll down in the... I have the transcript in the email, and I just...
He said he uses smelling salts to get himself going, too.
Kyle does?
Yes.
That doesn't surprise me. That's funny, though.
He said if they got taken away, he'd just slap himself.
Do any of these guys ever have coffee? This is some coffee.
Not strong enough.
You know, beating yourselves up and get smelt like, what's going on over here?
The question was, but do you have a sense of like how prevalent they are just within your team? And do you have any concern about the use of smelling salt?
Okay.
Shanahan, I mean, I don't. If someone gives me one, I'll take the smell of the salt. I don't know. I'm not too worried about it and stuff. I like to take one to wake myself up and just lock myself in, you know. If they don't allow that, I'll probably shake my head a few times and smack myself and get ready to lock in and stuff. I don't overthink it too much, but I'm also not too worried about them not providing it either. But I feel like George will find a way. Salts.
And stuff.
And stuff, yeah.
He also twice talked about yacking in. That was twice in that quote.
Yep.
All right. Okay. By the way, here's more from Baldy on Pearsall.
I would think that John Lynch is pretty thorough in his evaluation of these guys and what, you know, the whole interviewing process, and you're going back and you know, being pretty comfortable with taking them at the bottom of the first round. And so I would think that he has that mindset that I'm going to dominate, that I want to, you know, you give me your number one corner, I'm going to go beat him. I would think that's the mindset you want every receiver. Certainly Debo had it. Certainly other guys have had it. But I would think he's built for it. Because that's how they drafted him, to be that guy.
It's interesting. Baldy at no point says, I think he can be that guy. In these two comments, he's saying, A, I would think that Ricky thinks he can be that guy, and I would think that John Lynch thinks he can be that guy, or else he wouldn't have picked him there. And then in the other comment, he's like, the Niners need him to be that guy. Nowhere in there did I hear Brian Baldinger say, I think he can be that guy. And I get that. Baldy's not at every camp, so Baldy is doing these breakdowns largely with video that he's receiving. I don't think he's out there in Santa Clara watching this. I can tell you that everybody who is, and that's not me either, but everybody who is has been blown away by what they're seeing from Ricky Pearsall. And then we did all get a little glimpse at it over the weekend against the Raiders with Brock Purdy on one drive, and it looked fantastic.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll be at the front of that line. I absolutely think that Ricky can do this. I think that Ricky Pearsall is the Niners' number one. I would say that even if Brandon were healthy right now, even if Juwan Jennings were healthy right now, I think Ricky Pearsall is their number one. And by the way, I'll extend it. I think Ricky Pearsall is going to be their number one for the next 3 years.
Well, he's going to have to be this year, and he's going to have to be from week one going forward, because Juwan's got the calf and the cash, and whatever the problems are, he's not practicing. And Brandon Ayuk, they're saying week six at the earliest, and I'd imagine in a week when they do the final 53, he'll go on the PUP list, physically unable to perform, which counts you out for 4 weeks automatically, and then you go from there. So if you don't have DeMarcus Robinson because he's suspended off the DUI, which I think is very, very likely.
What the hell's going on there, by the way?
I don't know.
Why is this taking so long?
I think, and this is just a guess, this is not sourced in any way, but I think that they're appealing because it's coming down as 4 games. Because of the nature of the DUI, where he was going 100 miles an hour, and I think that the league is really frowning upon excessive speed when it comes to a DUI. Yeah. And I'm just guessing now, Mark.
What was Jordan Addison's original deal, by the way?
This was his second incident, and I believe in this incident, he was asleep at a traffic light, which I'm not saying that's any better than going 100 miles an hour. It certainly is.
Yeah.
It's less dangerous to others. It's still a DUI. You're inebriated behind the wheel to the point that you fall asleep behind the wheel at a stoplight.
Yeah. I mean, reckless driving and DUI arrest, July 2024, charged with driving under the influence and driving with a blood alcohol content over the legal limit. I'm just kind of reading through this. He resolved the case by pleading no contest to a, quote, wet reckless driving charge, which is a misdemeanor, Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just don't know all the particulars of what sort of ramps a DUI up to something worse. You might be right. I have no idea. But this thing has been considered so boilerplate that it would be odd, I think, if DeMarcus Robinson's comes in at 4 games when all of these other DUI situations have come in at 3.
Well, did you guys hear how the Rashee Rice proceedings have been handled so far?
Yes.
It's been weird because Jordan Addison got his suspension. Meanwhile, Rashee Rice, who pled guilty to a felony charge, his hearing isn't even going to happen until September 30th.
Right. So and I actually think this is worse for the Chiefs. Like, Rashee is going to get suspended, but it's probably going to happen in the middle of the year.
I just don't get the delay.
Well, that's a court thing. It's not him. It's not him like debating with the league. It's the court. And who knows? It could be from 100 different reasons as to why that thing keeps getting pushed. But Rashee Rice is going to start, like, the latest estimate I saw was based on the date of the next court appearance and then the sentencing or whatever it's going to be, and then the league will jump in. Like, Rice is probably going to play the first 8 or 9 weeks. And then bang. Once games get more important, once we get into November and December, then Rice is probably going to get a hefty suspension from the league. If I'm the Chiefs, I don't want that. Wouldn't you rather get it out of the way at the beginning of the year? So, you know, I know that's not what's actually in play here. What's actually in play is somebody broke the law and put the lives of others in danger, and so do the right thing. But, yeah, that's a quirk of the Rice situation, which is that it's not going to happen at the beginning. It'll probably happen in the middle toward the end.
Yeah, and that's could be awkward for the Chiefs if they're, you know, if he's rolling and they're playing great. I'm just looking at the NFL can, with aggravating circumstances, such as a high BAC, blood alcohol level, reckless driving or injuries to others. So when you are pulled over for going 100 miles an hour, that is certainly reckless driving. And I think in light of the Henry Ruggs tragedy,
yep,
when he killed somebody going 115 or whatever it was, I think the league is ultra sensitive to these speeding infractions.
No doubt. However, and I guess maybe, I don't know how much this comes into play. You mentioned that Addison is on, it's a second offense. The first offense for Addison, he was cited for driving 140.
140.
140 miles an hour. That was his first situation that had already been handled. Now you get this after the fact, and he ends up with three games. I'm not here to adjudicate anything, but it seems to me that if I'm DeMarcus Robinson, and you're right, Dibs, and he got more than Jordan Addison, who is now on his second offense, one of them is also not driving 100, but 140, that would seem, I don't know, that would seem odd to me if Robinson's is more severe.
Agreed. But and anyway, I don't know if don't know. Addison was suspended the first time.
He was.
For probably three games for going 140.
I'll
yeah, and it's, again, I don't want to get too deep into the weeds of the legal system, but this second instance for Addison, the fact that he was able to plead it down to a wet reckless tells me that he probably wasn't way over the .08, and if he's just sitting at a stoplight, you know, maybe it's a slap in the wrist because of that. I don't know how they mete out punishment. The greater point, though, is you're likely going to be without Robinson, Ayuk, maybe Juwan Jennings if the calf and the cash mm-hmm. aren't worked out. So going all the way back to Ricky Pearsall, he's going to have to be that dude early and often.
That entire 49er conversation on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Also, one more time, the keyword of the day is food. You can text that to 20357, and that's today's qualifier to get your fantasy draft hosted at Splash with Willard and Dibs next Tuesday night. Catered, private room, private server, all of those things for you and up to 14 of your friends. More coming up. This is Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Yeah, that's something for sure. We don't care.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, I'm going to listen to you. I'll listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big game tonight.
Huge.
Two of them.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Well, one bigger than the other.
Well, the Valks are fighting for the playoffs.
That's the big game.
According to you, so are the Giants.
Well, they're still, you know.
Big game. National TV. Kai Wei Tang. Make food. Lock in. Here we go. Massive game. See if the Giants can get back to two games under 500.
Not quite a make food, lock in, here we go game, but it's one that you pay attention to. And
well, I mean, no, it's Tuesday night.
I get
what
it.
What else you got to do?
You've got the Valkyries game.
Yeah.
And honestly, if I'm in a one TV situation, I'm watching the Valks more than I'm watching the Giants because the Valks are the seventh seed, and they've got a home and away with the Phoenix Mercury, a team ahead of them in the standings. And so you can't really afford to drop both of these games. Then you start to get into a precarious spot as it pertains to even making the playoffs. And, you know, expectations versus hope is one of our themes here on Willie and Dibby, Willard and Dibs. And when you were gone, Grandy and I talked about it, and I was camp expectations with the San Francisco Giants. And here we are now living in camp hope. And those expectations that I had are so flushed down the toilet that I'm almost embarrassed to admit that that's where I was. But at that time, I was right to think that. They got Devers. They were 10 above 500. They were humming, cooking with Crisco. And now here we are with a 2.4% chance of making it. So I don't want to put expectations on the expansion Valkyries because they've got, I think, 10 games left to go.
10 games to go. Six of them are at home.
Right, and they're in that sort of precarious spot, but I'm hopeful they can make the playoffs. And if they don't, I mean, what a year it's been anyway.
Yeah, they are two games clear of basically the 9 seed. You need to be one of the top 8 seeds. They're the 7 seed right now. They do still have two games out of those remaining 10 against Minnesota.
Oh, boy.
That's the big dog, right? They're, the Minnesota's 28-5.
17-1 at home, the Lynx.
Yeah.
And you don't want to go to Minnesota.
You don't want that smoke. No. In fact, their very last game of the year is on September 11th in Minnesota. So let's hope that the Valks don't need it in order to get to the playoffs.
Well, or maybe the Lynx go into a shutdown mode at that point.
Maybe.
Maybe they yod manage that one.
Hopefully they don't. They don't need that game to avoid playing Minnesota in the playoffs.
That's fair.
Like, you don't want to do that either.
Because both of those games would be in Minnesota.
Correct.
And then the game 3, if you could get it, would be back at Chase.
Yeah, but again, Minnesota doesn't lose at home. So anyway, you got to do that. New York is going to come here again. Phoenix, you mentioned the home and home. They're a good basketball team. So yeah, the Valkyries are going to need to play well. And yes, this game's at 7 o'clock tonight, so a little bit over an hour from now. You'll hear it right here on 95.7 The Game. You also have the option to hear it on the dedicated Valkyries channel on the free Odyssey app. Just go on there. Make sure you download it. Search Valkyries. You'll see all of that pop up. You can watch the game on KPIX+. Pre-game starts at 6:30 in just about 40 minutes. So, yes, that one's got a little bit more drama edge to it. Obviously, the Giants have a little bit more history in this town, and you're not alone. There are a lot of people that I still hear from that are like, hey, you know, kind of never know mode. But I'm going to stick to what I'm saying, which is, and it doesn't need to be the next three in a row, but the Giants, for me to really like sit down and go, okay, let me think about this in terms of the postseason, you have to have more wins than losses. That's my rule.
It's a good rule.
That's my rule.
Yeah.
And until then, I'm just kind of side-eyed. Watching, like, yeah, what's going on? I'm in the other room. What's going on? That kind of thing.
The case I made earlier is not really a case. It's just historical fact where last year the Tigers were 61-64, as the Giants are now. They went 25-12 over their remaining games. They passed 5 teams and became the wild card. The Giants are closer now than the Tigers were last year. If the Giants go 25-12... which they started the year almost going 25-12. Uh-huh. So it's not completely out of the realm of possibility. It is 670 ball that they'd have to play, winning more than 2 of every 3.
Yep.
and they don't win at home. So I understand how Luda this is. Ludicrous.
And their schedule not easy either.
Correct.
Right?
Brewers. You got some Milwaukee in there.
Milwaukee.
Seven Dodgers games.
Two Dodgers.
Yep.
Three more Padres. You know, all
it's,
of that.
Yeah, it's a gauntlet. But all I'm saying is that last year the Tigers did it, and part of the reason why they were able to do it is in the head-to-head games, Kansas City was ahead of them. They beat them. Tampa was ahead of them. They swept them. Those types of things. So I'm with you, Mark. It would have to be starting tonight. It started last night. But if you can have Kaiwei Tang and that wicked breaking ball he throws, yeah, maybe you steal another one tonight and we creep closer.
Absolutely. Can I make one more baseball point before we hop on out of here, too?
Sure, your name's on the marquee.
Elliot Ramos started the day with a quote that got Giants fans all upset. As it turns out, in the baseball game last night, he ended up into a back and forth with not Giants fans, Padres fans. People out there in left field jawing back and forth with Elliot Ramos.
And I'm just saying, it's not my fault. I'm not the one who returned the call. Like, you know, I mean, why are you mad at me? I'm just here playing. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some of them were laughing, smiling. Some of them were talking a lot of trash. I'm like, all right, I'm here for it.
That's a good pause by Elliot Ramos. Some of them were talking a lot of trash. Yeah, that's a good pause. Number one, but did y'all see this play? Xander Bogaerts' home run where Ramos essentially lines up to try to catch it and then some fans' arms kind of get in the way of the whole thing. And I'll be straight honest with y'all. I don't even really know the rule. Is the rule that basically if the ball is completely over the fence, then fans have a right to it? But if there's any question about whether or not it will clear the fence, then it is fan interference if they touch the ball before it gets, because that's what the situation was. And I don't know. It looked like the ball was kind of heading over the fence. I don't know if it was yet, But anyway, they go to review and they come out and there's white smoke and they decide it's fan interference. And the Padres were very, very upset about it. And I'll continue to say the same thing. It is just beyond ridiculous that players, umpires, and fans are all put in this position. There should absolutely not be any baseball stadium that allows for fans to be able to touch baseballs that might come down in the field of play. It is the easiest thing to eliminate.
Right.
Please eliminate it. This is the second time this year we've had something weird happen. There's that dude in Arizona who's been catching home runs apparently for 3 years right out there, getting in everybody's way. Like, come on. What, like, just put the make the fence a little higher, please, and get this thing out of the player's way. I don't understand it.
Yeah, move the fence so where the fans are 10 feet back. And I remember the old days in left field and Candlestick where you were about 25 yards removed from the left field fence. And when there was a home run that went over the fence, you were allowed to jump out of the stands and clamor and run and try to retrieve that ball.
You're leaving one part out. Beat up anybody in your way.
Well,
the stuff that I saw on that grassy area beyond the left field fence, dude, there were no rules. None.
No rules. I'll tell you one thing that didn't happen. You didn't interfere with a possible home run ball.
Correct.
Until the doubleheader against the Dodgers. And Guru loves to tell the story because I was at that game too, where by game two, every pop fly to short, fans were pouring out of the bleachers, running
sports,
across
man.
The grass and jumping on the outfield fence like Spider-Man. That was the night that there were 100 fights, 100 ejections.
Yeah.
And that was when
they
stopped allowing you to do that. They started putting those metal barriers, you know, the barricades, like when you have a parade.
And then eventually they just put stands out there.
And then eventually they moved to Third and King.
Yeah, then they left.
That was the night where enough was enough.
That's true.
But again, there was no home run interference because you were 20, 40 feet back.
Yeah, it wasn't possible.
And I'm with you. I absolutely hate that. Imagine an NFL game where you were so close that you could maybe break up a pass in the corner of the end zone. They had it in the Arena League.
Right.
Where fans were that close where you could kind of get involved.
Right.
That's the Arena
League.
They're
trying to get your attention. That was basically a football version of the Savannah Bananas, for crying out loud.
Kind of.
Like, if you catch it, it's a touchdown for the home team. What?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Anyway, Grandy, what are you doing? What's coming up here at 6 o'clock?
We got your guys' conversation on the crossover with Goo and Evan about Elliot Ramos and everything that went down yesterday, both before the game and during the game. And then Baldy on the morning show to wrap things up.
Yeah. Baldy was good today. That's a good listen. So everybody, you should stay right where you are and go Valks tonight. Remember, that's going to be right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Everything there is starting at 7 o'clock. And all of it that's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Would you like to do it again tomorrow?
I'll give you one more this week.
Just one more?
I'm just going to give you one more.
Okay.
That's all you get.
Hey, do we get Pods and Cosell tomorrow? Is that true? Do we have both of those tomorrow?
Reportedly.
Cosell on Pods.
Ooh.
That's what we need.
Pods can dunk.
All right. That's tomorrow for Dibs, for Grady, for Lucas. I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Pazemski.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.